Sweetest friends, we are going to be discussing Amir Tzashem, the Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir, Binyan Edei Chasima Karsi, and Edei Mesira Karsi. There's a Machlokas Rishonim in the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Edei Mesira Karsi, that it's the Edim on the Mesiras Haget, who are the ones that affect the divorce. Does he hold that Edei Chasima don't karsi at all, that they don't affect the divorce? Or does he hold that even Edei Mesira karsi, but he agrees that Edei Chasima are also karsi, the witnesses of the who sign, also are able to affect the divorce? Tosfos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Divrei Maaseh Lekayma, Halacha Rabbi Eliezer, writes, Ulefikach Tzarich Lizar Shehu Edei Mesira B'Sha'as Nesinas Haget, Deinu Karsi, Deilaka Sham Edei Mesira Einam Megureshes, Af Agav Dik Edei Chasima, V'Lei Mahani Edei Chasima, Elashim Yamusu Edei Mesira, Yechol Medinas Hayam Shtinas Edei Chasima, Demistama V'Hechsher Nasa. Zok Tosfos, that you need Edei Mesira. You better make sure they're Edei Mesira. Without Edei Mesira, she's not Megureshes. Even if they're Edei Chasima. The only reason Edei Chasima are effective at all, the only reason they help at all, is if the Edei Mesira die, or they go overseas. And this, remember, there was a period in history where you can't just text somebody or email them. Yamamish, if they're not here, they're not here, right? So, the Edei Chasima, and you have Edei Chasima, she can marry based on the signatures of the Edei Chasima, because Mistoma, if there were Edei Chasima, they were also Edei Mesira. But Leiten Tosfos, no Edei Chasima, although Edei Mesira, it doesn't work. However, the Rif, Perek HaMegaresh, is Cholek Antosis, and he writes, Elevade kol hecha de ika Edei Chasima, lo beinen Edei Mesira, if they're Edei Chasima, you don't need Edei Chasima. If they're Edei Chasima, you don't need Edei Mesira. If you have Edei Mesira, you don't need Edei Chasima. If you have one, you don't need the other. If you have the other, you don't need the one. Debechad minai husagi. With one alone, it's enough. And we have to understand what the Machlokas Rishonim is. Are Edei Chasima good? Shitas Harif. Or Edei Chasima not good? Shitas Hatosfos. Harav Ruven Kohn Shlita, who's a very choshev Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, presents the following explanation in his Sefer Imrei Ruvain, Simites, of this Machlokes. Between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir, if Edei Chasima Karsi, Edei Mesira Karsi, they're Ikra Machlokes. Because there are two ways the Achronim say, at least, the Achronim explain the Machlokes, whether Edei Chasima Karsi or Edei Mesira Karsi. In the Sefer Shiurei Yuna Talmud of Hagoyin Agadol Rabbi Abba Berman Zatzal in Simon Beis, he writes like this: V'hine bepashtus hayanira shelekulei alma ha'edim heim hashtar v'heim ha'osim es hashtar. Everybody holds that the edim are the shtar and the edim create the shtar. V'amachlokas ben Reb Meir the Rebbe Eliezer hirak eize edim osim es hashtar. The Rebbe Meir edei chasima osim es hashtar. So according to Rabbi Abba Berman, the Machlokas is, who creates the shtar? According to Rabbi Meir, the Edei Chasima create the shtar, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Edei Mesira create the shtar. It brings a raya from the Rashbam in Bava Basra, Edei Mesira, Mokom Edei Chasima, Hilkach, Kevin, Lodez, Edei Mesira, Karsi, Ki'ilu Nechtemu B'Soich Hashtar, Dami. Ooh, it's magical words. Since the Edei Mesira are signed since Rabbi Eliezer holds that Edei Mesira do the krisus, it's as if they are signed onto the shtar, in the shtar. So they're making the shtar. That's how Rabbi Abba understands the machlokas. Rabbi Shimon, Chedusha Rabbi Shimon, Simon Beis, writes like this: Nirlan Yustaiti Tilamandom Edei Chasima Karsi Hadvarim Kimashmon Hainu Shinyan Hakrisus Nasa al yidei hachasima, uvishah she'edim chosmim al haget, o osim emaisa gerishin mamish, oz osim emaisa gerishin mamish, rak she'ena poelis hachasima, rak mishah she'tia ha'mesira miyad ha'bali yad ha'isha l'shem gerishin. Zok Reb Shimon, that according to the Mandar Miyad Chasima Karsi, pshat is kipshuto, Edei Chasima, the Edim who sign, they make the divorce. The Krisus is done by the Chasima. That's not affected befoal until it's actually passed over. But the Krisus, the Etzim Krisus, is affected by the Chasima. Not the Shtar, but the Krisus is affected by the Chasima, which, practically speaking, is finished when he gives it to her. Obviously, just signing isn't enough. She has to get it. But once she gets it, it's the Edei Chasima that are Karsi that make the divorce. Mevor Midvarev, that he understood the Machlokas, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Meir, is what's the Iker Maisa Geirish in Lefi Rebbe Liazer, that's Bishas Mesiris Haget, that's the Iker Krisus, and therefore, there you need the Edim, and there Koyres B'maisa Hageirish. But Rebbe Meir holds no, that B'chasimas Ha'edim Kvar Munach Kol Koyach Maisa Hageirish, and therefore the Edei Chasima are already considered the Korsim in the Maisa Geirish. According to these two Havanas in the Machlokas, Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Eliezer, we can say that this is the machlokes between Tosfos with the Rif. Tosfos hold like that Rebbe Eliezer is arguing on Rebbe Meir be'etzem yisod hadin krisus she'b'maisa gerushin, that according to Rebbe Meir, kvar munach b'chasimas ha'edim koyach maisa gerushin, already in the signature of the edim is already licked kvar munach Koach Maisa Geirishin. Rebbe Eliezer argues and he says, the Gamre, and he holds that Bechasimas Eidim Adayin Lo Nasa Klum, so Garnish Mid Garnish, and only Bishas Misiras Haget, that her din changes from an Ashes Ish to a Grusha, only there is there a Maisa Geirishin Velachin. Rak Az Shayach Shehaidim Meidim the Maase Hakritut. And only then are they made on a Maisa Krisus. And if so, when Rebbe Eliezer says that Edei Mesira Karsi Mehechi Tesei, we should say that according to him, even Edei Mesira Karsi, there's no svar to say this. Adra, Lefilezer, Edei Chasim aren't Shaykh to the Chalos Krisus, because no Maisa Gerushin has yet been done. So according to Tosfos, the reason, according to Rebbe Eliezer, Edei Chasim are nothing is because he holds, we're talking about when is the etzem maisa krisus done? And according to Rebbe Eliezer, it's with the giving. It's not with the signing. So what significance does the signing have? And Machlokas is, what's the maisa gerushin? Rebbe Eliezer holds it's the mesira, and Rebbe Meir holds it's the chasima. But according to Rebbe Eliezer, what good is the chasima going to do for us? But the Rif, and that's like the svara of Rebbe Shimon. But the Rif, we can say that he holds like the Svara of Rabbi Abba, that everybody holds that the Shtar is Koreis. That's universal. It's the Shtar that does the Krisus. And the Machlokas between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Meir is which Edim make the Shtar. And if so, Rabbi Meir holds that only the Edim Shebaguf Hashtar can make the Shtar, but not the Edim Asira, that they're just Bishas Mesiris Hadov and Mesiris Hashtar, they're there. Aval Rabbi Eliezer was Mechadesh, She'af Ha'edei Mesira Yicholim Lashvu Yeshtara. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that even the Edim Asira can create a Shtar, Kol Shekein She'edim Shebesich Hashtar can make the Shtar. If the Edim Asira can make a Shtar, if they can do Ashvu Yeshtar, certainly the Edei Mesira can make the Shtar, right? Because they're not even in the Shtar. So if the Chasima could do it, the Mesira could certainly do so. Therefore, Rebbe Eliezer holds that both are good. So Lefi Svarazu Bepashtus Mufenes Shitas Harif. Now we understand Shitas Harif. We understand Rebbe Eliezer that he holds that even Edei Mesira Karsi. Why even Edei Mesira Karsi? Because Bigi Yisod Adav, there's no Machlokas. What makes the Krisis? That Lekulei Alma, the Shtar makes the Krisis. At the Edim. And the only question is, if the Shtar makes the Krisus, then are Edim Asira enough to make this Shtar Krisus? And according to Rebbe Eliezer, yes, according to Rebbe Meir, no, but the Kulei Alma, Edi Chasima can make the Krisus, certainly. Rambam Behilchos Gerushin Perak Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, he writes, Uminayin Shidnenu Lo Bifnei Edim, hadn't have to give in front of her Edim, give it to her in front of Edim. Rei Oimer Hapishnayim Edim Yochum Dover V'efshu Shetia Hayoyim Erva Etzetra L'machar Tia Muteres B'li Edim. It can't be that today she's in erva and tomorrow she's muteris b'li edim. Ulefikach im nasan la get beinoy leveina afilu beit echad eino get klal. And therefore, if he gives her a get privately, just between him and her, even if it's an eid echad, it's nothing, because it can't be today she's an erev and tomorrow she's not, with no eidim, can't be. Frekt baruch be'er in the Birchas Shmuel Simen Tesvov, the Lashonah me'olam imod hayatamuali. I always had this problem. Made Rambam beer the din eidim esira hu mishun dim davar she'ber v'lekiyum de'milsa. That the Rambam learned that the davar that the eidim esira are because of the din davar she'ber v'lekiyum de'milsa. Ha'belav hachim mishum ha'shvu yeshtara. Hatzarich. Anyway, what do you mean it's because of Kiyume Milsa Dabrishem Erva? We need them in order to create the shtar, like other shtaris. And so asked Rav Moshe Sokolovsky and the Imre Moshe and Simitez Zayin Sham, Arei Mevuar Mehavonas Habirkas Shmuel Bekushiyasoi, that he understood, like Rabbi Abba Berman, that the pshat is that they have to make the shtar, the Edom have to make the shtar. And therefore he was tamei on the Rambam. You don't need to learn from a pasuk to be matzrich edim b'shas mesiras haget. That's the only way you're going to have a shtar. How do we learn the Rambam? Like we said earlier, explaining the machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir, al pi darko shel Rabbi Shimon. And like we wanted also to explain Tosfos, that kol inyan eidei mesira is talui b'zeh sheha mesira hu ikar chalois ma'is hagerishim. So it's not making the shtar. Otherwise, why the Rambam here talks about making the shtar, making the gerushin, because these Eidei Mesira make the Maisa gerushin, and then her din changes from being an Eishes Ish to a Grusha, and therefore the Rambam explains that these Eidim, we need them because of the Shinui of Davar Shebe'erva. She's no longer being in Davar Shebe'erva. And that the Birkas Shmuel asks that you need two Eidim Medina de Shtaris, the Pnei Yoshua and the country Sachron writes that you can't compare get to Shar Shtaris. Lashon of Pnei Yoshua is El Akorcha de get Milsach Risa, etc. Omishun de Xeris Hakasiv de Chsiv, Kasil Sever, Kreitziv, Achisiv, Sefta, Vod de Eidus Haget, Lav Eidus Gomer Mikri, Shrein Kosvin, Beloshin Eidus, either it's Xeris Hakasiv or because it's not Eidus. El Akol Ksav Haget, Nusach Divrei Habal Hain, it's all the Divrei Habal. And I wrote this svar b'kama duchti v'humafteach gadol binyan haget. Okay, so therefore he says either because it's not an edus gemura, they're not writing b'lashon edus. It's the baal. Nusach haget is divrei habaal, and memela you don't need these two edim lashu yeshtar. Kishitas Rashi mevo eres lahalon daf chof beis amid beis kishitas harambam, and like we explained Kishitas Tosfos, that we don't need the aid in b'shas hamasira to create the shtar, but rather because the nesina is koreses lashon Rashi imas v'lezer he d'amar chesimas haget ena manatar v'lo sagi l'misve b'lo aidei masira d'inu hu da'avdi krisus d'alkorach v'inan aidim d'alfinan erva davar davar mimama mefurish. That he learns like the Rambam, that you need Eidim because of Dover Dover, and not Al Tzla Shvui Eshtara. And if we're correct, that that's the machlokas between the Tosfos and with the Rif, so then Mistama Rashi also holds that only Eidim Masir Arkarsi, right? We said that according to Tosfos, only Eidim Masir Arkarsi. They're the ones who make the Gerushin. It's not a din ashvui eshtar, but rather making the Gerushin. That's Shitas HaTosfos. And Rashi goes with Tosfos. Rashi also holds it's a din that they're the ones making the Gerushin. So it's mistaber that Rashi will hold that only Eidei Mesira Akarsi. Bepilei Plos, Rashi writes, Davchof Omid Beis, Divor Masri B'liezerhi, who the Amari Efshar Leget B'li Eidei Mesira. You can't have a get without Eidei Mesira, Arei Lehedya. Rashi writes, like Shitas HaTosfos, that only Eidei Mesira are Karsi, Leshitas Rabbi Eliezer. The only problem is that the Rambam holds that Eidei Chasima are effective, like the Rif. In other words, we wanted to put the Rambam with Tosfos and Rashi and say that he holds that it's the Etzem, it's the Eidei Mesira who are Kores, and Memele Eidei Chasima shouldn't work at all. The Rambam holds that Eidei Chasima do work. Chasmu, Halacha Tezayin, Rambam writes, Chasmu bo Shnaim, Ovar Venosno, Beno Lebeno, Nishisu Eidei Mesira, Psulan, Reza Kosho, Oved, Shuok Sherim, Reget Yotzim, Bitachas Yoda. That Eidei Chasima do work. So this whole, that would question our whole thesis, at least Lashitas HaRambam. How does the Rambam put the two together? And when he holds that only the Eidei Chasima, only the Eidei Mesira, the job of the Eidei Mesira is to be Kores. On the other hand, he holds that Eidei Chasima also work. So I'm hoping, B'Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, that we will have another shir, and we will be able to resolve the shita of the Rambam. And in the meantime, I'm going to give ourselves a bracha that we should be zocha lilmodu lelamei lishma v'lasos ulekayim es kol dibrei salmud taraso v'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.